Modern web applications are no longer a single page with a single DOM. They embed iframes, open new tabs or windows, and rely on native file dialogs. This is where Selenium tests often fail, not because Selenium is unreliable, but because the test is operating in the wrong context. The first major challenge is iframes. An iframe is a completely separate document, and Selenium can only interact with one DOM at a time. If an element lives inside an iframe, Selenium won't see it until focus is switched. The most reliable approach is to wait until the iframe is available and switch to it in one step, then always switch back to the main page after finishing work inside the frame. Next comes window and tab handling. When an application opens a new tab or pop-up, Selenium remains focused on the original window unless explicitly told to switch. The stable pattern is to store the original window handle, wait until a second window appears, switch deliberately, validate you are in the correct window, and safely return afterward. Skipping these steps is a common cause of tests failing randomly in CI. The third major source of flakiness is file uploads. Selenium cannot interact with OS-level dialogs, so clicking the file picker is unreliable. The correct solution is to send the file path directly to the input element. For CI and grid execution, using project relative paths and enabling a file detector for remote drivers ensures uploads work consistently across environments. The core message of the article is simple. Selenium stability comes from strict context control. Wait before switching, switch intentionally, and always return focus. When these patterns are applied consistently, an entire class of flaky Selenium failures disappears, and test suites become fast, predictable, and trustworthy. Would you like me to provide code snippets in Java or Python for any of these specific handling patterns, iframes, windows, or file uploads?